First question is about some investment. She says, my husband's going to put some investment into a business where he's going to be, she quotes, a sleeping partner. That's somebody who actually doesn't do the work but collects some of the profits. She says he actually is going to receive a certain fixed amount of profit, whether there's a loss in the business or not. She wants to know, is this kind of investment allowed?
Well, a sleeping partner reminds me of sleeping cells, and I don't like this terminology. No. But in Islam, it's one form of dealing, and it's called in Arabic mudaraba. Mm-hmm. And mudaraba is when a person provides the money and the other person or his partner provides the work. This is permissible in Islam, providing that they are equal in the sense of loss and gain. So if I put 100,000 and he is actually taking the money and working with it, if the project loses, I lose the money and he loses his effort. But if the project wins, then I get my percentage, which is something that we've agreed upon previously, which let's assume is a 70-30% or 80-20, depending. Mm-hmm. And this is acceptable. But whenever the profit is fixed with guarantees that it would never lose, then this becomes riba, this becomes usury. Because it's like me lending him the money and saying to him that I need 20% fixed profit, not interest, fixed profit. Mm-hmm. So whether he works or he buys a house or he does whatever he wants, all what I care about is my 20%. And there isn't a project that is not susceptible for loss. Mm-hmm. All projects are susceptible for gain and loss. So this is unacceptable. It has to be variable. There is a possibility of losing and there is a possibility of winning.
Okay, so let me give you another angle to this. Say somebody says, you see these projects where you can invest money into a housing complex and they say they guarantee you they're going to give you rental for a year, which is a fixed amount of rental. You sign the dotted line, you give them money, and every year the rental comes. Does this work in the same situation? Is it like an investment?
Again, if they guarantee, mm-hmm. No, this is unacceptable because then they're guaranteeing that someone is going to rent it. What happens if somebody does not rent? Mm-hmm. You would go and say, well, I need my rent. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you, we don't have anyone to rent it. Well, I have my contract. You promise that you give me 20,000 per year, and I want that. No, this is, again, it goes back to square one, regardless of the different names they give it.
Jazakallah khair. Okay, the second question from the sister is regarding the Hajjah. She says, I pray the night prayer sometimes, and I doubt with myself, what's the best time to pray? And she says, I get up 1 hour before the Fajr prayer, and I pray the Hajjah, and I do my witr. She says, is this the best time, that 1 hour before the Salatul Fajr?
Well, it depends from person to the other. Mm-hmm. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as narrated by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, told us that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed at the very beginning of the night, mm-hmm. which means after Isha prayer. And he prayed in the middle of the night, and he prayed at the very end of the night. So, it depends. It varies from a person to the other. Abu Huraira, for example, he told us that the Prophet ﷺ advised him and instructed him not to sleep before performing witr prayer, which means that Abu Huraira used to pray at the very beginning of the night. So, it's all